Hey, hey, hi there. Welcome back to the Virtues of a Survivor podcast series. I am your host, Bashirat Abdul Wahab, as you already know. And today, we will continue a conversation about happiness. And there are just two things I really want to share with you today before I move on to another topic. What I want to share with you today are two great happiness hacks that can literally transform your life. Stay with me. Okay, so if you have been following season 3, you would know that we started season 3 with conversations about happiness. We talked about why people can be unhappy. We talked about the major reasons why, you know, they're happy. And then we started to talk about happiness hacks. And last week we shared, you know, 6 amazing happiness hacks that anybody can begin to implement in their lives immediately. Today, I want to share 2 extra happiness hacks with you. And number one is gratitude. So I actually call these hacks the G&G hack because it is gratitude, and you'll find out the second one soon. But you see, in 2016, I was in a very low place, and then I found, or basically literally stumbled on, an online course that changed my life. This online course titled The Emotional Intelligence for Success was being taught by a professor of engineer, you know, from Harriet Watt University in Malaysia. And as part of the activities for that course, we were expected to post a gratitude list every day on the platform. So meaning you come to put up your gratitude list and every other person gets to read about it, and then they get to cheer you on. But it wasn't just the happiness, you know, the gratitude list. There was more that you got us to do. But then, because this is about happiness, so I'm talking about that. And so every day I'd wake up and I'm thinking, okay, so what am I grateful for today? And there were days where, you know, I literally look at my life and say, yo, but your life is such a mess. What could you be grateful for? And then I begin to look at the tiniest of things, from my children to the ability to drink clean water and, you know, the free gift of fresh air. And, oh my God. And then I would make up my list of 5. But there were days when I literally just copied the list from previous days and just pasted, because, oh well, the professor said you need to show up every day. Now guess what that did to me? It made me to realize how I had taken so much for granted. Like, how, even though I felt, okay, so I've lost my loved ones, okay, my life is such a mess, okay, I'm deeply depressed and traumatized, it moved me from that place where I felt really disempowered and low, where I felt there was nothing left of my life, to a place where I felt, oh, there is still, you know, this much left in my life. And when I began to see all the remain in my life, right, you know, basically, you see, I like to tell you something. Our miracles are not in what we have lost, but what we have left. And we must every day appreciate the things that we have in our life. Oh my God, a few days ago again, I saw this video and it was about the world's poorest food. And oh my God, when I saw the video, I saw that there is this community in Haiti that all that they feed on is mud cookies. They literally pack muds, mix it with water, add some salt, and make cookies out of it. And the community people said, you know, they would rather eat mud cookies than still to be fed. it led me into deep reflection of how we take so many things for granted. Clean water, good food, shelter, roof over our head, you know, decent clothes to wear. And when you begin to sit down every day and you begin to appreciate the things that you have in your life, you will be a happier person, no doubt. You know, that was one of my major bounce back techniques during my worst days. And it still remains my greatest happiness hack up until this moment. Now, let's talk about the second happiness hack. But before we go there, I'd like you to, you know, imbibe the attitude, the habit of keeping a gratitude journal. So every day you wake up and then think about your life, look at your life, reflect on your life. What am I grateful for today? And ask yourself, what am I grateful for today? Keep a special journal for this. Write this down every day. And every day you'd be amazed about how beautiful your life is and is unfolding. Number two hack that I really wanted to share with you today is the second G, giving. Oh my God, giving is an amazing thing. But when I talk about giving, I'm not talking about giving money, giving food alone, you know, giving material things or physical things that people can see. I'm talking about giving just about anything that can possibly, you know, make somebody else happy. Anything that can possibly help somebody else. Basically, that's what I'm talking about. So let's look at giving. You know, sometimes I get a lot of people say, oh my God, how do you do it? Like, you guys pull funds together, you guys feed needy families in Ramadan, you guys do this and then you do that. How do you do it? And I said, oh well, I've just learned that I don't have to have everything. Like, I don't have to be the richest man or the richest woman in Africa or in the world to give. All I know is that I can always give of the little that I have, and I can always be a pillar, a bridge between the needy and the people who have more than me. So what I do is, you know, I talk to people. Hi there, you know, we are raising funds for this and this and this. We need money. Oh, we need food. We need this to continue the project. And before you know it, we have pulled together all the resources and everybody is happy, right? My friends are happy to give. I am happy to execute. The needies are happy to have food to eat. And it's always a win-win. So what can you give today? You can give, you know, a genuine smile. You can give a genuine compliment. You can give a genuine heartfelt advice. You can motivate a young person today. You can give counsel. You can give money if you have it. You can support a needy family. You can sponsor a child in school. If you can afford it, you know, you can do so much. And for me, there are so many ways by which I give of myself every day. Just yesterday, I was in a community called Dogongada, somewhere, you know, in the suburbs of Abuja. And I was able to give of my knowledge to these young girls. I was able to speak with them. I was able to inspire them. We had so much fun. It was an interactive session and it was amazing. And what more, I also thought I could give them more, and I gave them copies of my book, From Pain to Purpose. And my day was filled with so much joy and laughter. And so as I wrap up this series on happiness, I really do hope that you would begin to implement these happiness hacks in your life, and that you tell me how these is working for you, or these are working for you. But most importantly, I'd like you to book a happiness hack call with me. And the happiness call starts at $20. And if you're ready, you can always send me a message. You can send an email to bashirat.abdulwahab1@gmail.com, or you can send a DM to my Instagram handle at dbashirat, thebashirat. I hope that you stay happy and that you take responsibility for your happiness. That brings us to the end of today's episode, and I hope to see you next week with another fantastic episode. See you soon. Bye for now.